counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, you've found your way to the Earshot 20. Every week we count down the top 20 albums from across Canada from earshot-online.com. Brian Cleveland with you for the next 2 hours, flying solo this week. And if you go to that fine website at earshot-online.com, you will find many things. You'll find that it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at that exact location. You'll find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And you'll also find some specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. All kinds of great stuff. Go check that out. You can also find us online in many ways, earshot20@gmail.com for email, facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our Twitter handle. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in contact with us if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this nationally syndicated program. We are happy to do it. Send us a message any way you wish, and we'll get you on the air for a quick chat, spin of some of your latest tunes, and more. All right. Stay tuned. We're going to have the countdown, of course, and lots of movement this week. 5 releases new to the program, including 3 debuts. And believe it or not, after many weeks, we have a new number one. So stay tuned to find out who tops the charts. We're also going to hear from Stephen Karlick from Exclaim magazine later in the program. He's going to bring you all kinds of news and his album pick of the week. So keep locked right here for that. All right, we're going to move into the countdown. Kicking off the show this week is Calgary's Rumen and the Dark, who rise one spot from his debut at 21 the week before to number 20 on Arts and Crass. Their new album is called Funeral Sky. You're going to hear a track called Marionette. And number 19, down to number 13, is Y Oak from Shriek. You're going to hear Sick Talk. And closing out that set will be Los Angeles Times, a new track by Gord Downey and the Sadies from The Conquering Sun at number 18, down from number 11.
I know my sins and sorrow.
I know my sins and sorrow.
But I will tend my wounds tomorrow.
I'll tend my wounds tomorrow.
Oh, I know my sins and sorrow.
I know my sins and sorrow.
I said, Lord, don't take my body.
Lord, don't take my body.
Oh, cause I never hurt nobody.
I never hurt nobody.
Oh, I said, Lord, don't you take my body.
Said, Lord, don't take my body.
No, you don't know my brother, he's a broken bone. Well, a kicking horse on a crooked road. Don't mind my brother, he's a marionette. Well, a sinking stone when he's holding his breath. I said, Lord, don't have mercy on me. I'm looking for a light in the darkest street. Oh, Lord, don't you have mercy on me. I'm looking for a light in the darkest street. Oh, rivers and rocks. Widow and wind, I left my body, but I didn't leave my mind. Oh, rivers and roads,
Number 19.
Ourselves across pendulous times.
to all the starfrey nights and the sweet sunshine. May we be at ease with ourselves. And then I saw you through the foster in the night like a room. Can't take my eyes off you. I've forgotten who it is we were drinking to. To the artist, he was born and raised and moved away and lost contact with his life. Los Angeles Times, he says, I wanna be known as a guy who gives a shit, who has contact with his life. Can't take my eyes off you, between the walls under the road. And then I saw you to the deep serene under the uncluttered moon.
Shot 20 and closing out the first set of the program at number 18, down from number 11. That was Gord Downie and the Sadies. They have a new record out called The Conquering Sun. That was a track entitled Los Angeles Times. Before that, Sick Talk by Wyoke. They're at number 19, down from number 13 with their new release, Shriek. And kicking off the program at number 20, rising one spot from his debut the week before at number 21, was Ruben and the Dark at number 20. From their new record, Funeral Sky. That was a track called Marionette. Keep it locked right here. We're going to jump right back into the charts. Debuting at number 17 is Jeremy Fisher's latest, called The Lemon Squeeze, on Hidden Pony Records. You're going to hear a track called Last Song. And after that, Savage Victory by The OCs at number 16, down from number 12 from their new record, Drop. But here we go. Here is Jeremy Fisher.
This is the last song I'll ever write for you. All of the notes are bent, the melody part is blue. Maybe it'll get stuck in your head, running in circles and driving you mad. 'Cause you don't know me, and I don't know you, not like we used to. You forget me, and I'll forget you. It will be easy. It's so easy. These are the last words. street light, 'cause you don't know me, and I don't know you, not like we used to.
Number 16.
That was the OCs with a track called Savage Victory from their new record Drop at number 16, down from number 12. And debuting at number 17 was Jeremy Fisher. His latest is called Lemon Squeeze. And kicking off that set was a track called Last Song. And now we move on to a fine feature of the program where Stephen Karlick, senior editor of Exclaim magazine, joins us to share the latest happenings in the world of Canadian music and beyond. Thanks for joining us again, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
And so we kick off news that despite receiving loads of well-deserved acclaim over the years, Arcade Fire have received some flack over the new video for the Reflector track, We Exist.
Yeah, so a little bit of controversy for Arcade Fire, which is definitely not new for them this year. They have a new video, of course, for their single We Exist, in which Spider-Man actor Andrew Garfield dons women's clothing before getting attacked in a bar, dancing alone, and then appearing on stage with Arcade Fire at Coachella. The band got criticism from Against Me singer Laura Jane Grace for the clip. Grace lambasted the group on Twitter, saying, "Dear Arcade Fire, maybe when making a video for a song called We Exist, you should get an actual trans actor instead of Spider-Man." And also responded to an article about the video, which criticized them for recycling old stereotypes by portraying trans women as victims. Now, Arcade Fire obviously got wind of this, and Wynn Butler said in an interview with Advocate.com that We Exist was written while in Jamaica and was a response to the country's infamously homophobic social and political climate, and that the video was playing off the lyrical message by exploring gender identity, and that Garfield was intentionally chosen because they sort of figured that his star power would have some reach and might affect more people. Wynn said, "Once something gets on the internet, it works its way into people's lives in a way that I think is pretty powerful. For a gay kid in Jamaica to see the actor who played Spider-Man in that role is pretty damn powerful, in my opinion." He also added, "There was so much thought and love that went into the video. I don't personally see it as negative. I can totally see the sensitivity of the issue." And then a few days later, Laura Jane Grace had a little more to say, continued to criticize the band, saying, quote, "Like, why does Garfield cry about shaving their head to then put on a wig when they have gorgeous hair?" she writes. "Why does Garfield go to the shittiest bar ever to drink domestic beer and dance with bigot rednecks? And the idea that the band playing Coachella is their mecca of acceptance and validation, pff, as if." But she closes out by saying, and I think that this is sort of a powerful thing, she says, "If the song was called anything else, I wouldn't have even had a problem with it. It's called We Exist, and there's literally no sign of that existence represented. The song should have been called They Exist. When you come from the perspective you're representing, it's truth and powerful." So kind of some deep issues being explored here, definitely something that it's nice to hear at least being talked about in the media. And I think both have a point, but I think Laura Jane Grace is correct in saying that it would be nice to see a trans person being represented, a trans actor getting the job there.
Yeah, absolutely. But like you say, it's nice to see that this sort of conversation is happening in the media, and Wynn's comment about the spread of the internet, I guess, kind of holds true to this as well, since Laura's comment sort of spread through the media like wildfire.
It's interesting, too, because what Wynn says about the gay kid in Jamaica seeing the actor who played Spider-Man is powerful, and he's right. That's also, I think, that's a valid claim to make that progress is slow, and even little things like that, like, I mean, on a grand scale, progress is slow, and even for a little thing like that to affect people in Jamaica, I mean, it's important stuff.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to move on to some festival news now. Now that Sappy Fest has concluded its book tour a few weeks back to release their coffee table book, Sappy Forever, the Sackville-based festival that is near and dear to this program has announced its full lineup for its 9th edition, and Stephen has all the details, including a couple of cool reunions.
Yeah, so Sappy Fest is a festival that we at Exclaim like to frequent as well. The festival has announced a lineup for its 2014 edition, its 9th edition, which will run from August 1st until 3rd. The festival has confirmed that they will host a new Constantine's reunion date, which is very exciting. They've announced just a handful of dates so far, and for them to be playing the festival is a coup. Shotgun and Jaybird, which will feature Shotgun, Jimmy, and Frederick Squire, have also reformed to help the festival. But besides those two bands, the lineup also includes favorites like Julie Doiron, Basha Bulat, P.S. I Love You, Cousins, Ott, Ray Spoon, Bri Webb, Michael Feuerstack, Dusted, and a ton of other awesome Canadian bands. So very cool that that's coming. This year's slogan is Bring It On Home, and early bird tickets are already gone. Standard weekend passes are on sale now, so get them before they're gone.
Yeah, great to see lots of excitement around the festival after what was a pretty troubled year last year, and that they're still going strong.
Totally. To keep Canadian music going across the country is super important, and Sappy Fest especially has always been sort of a bastion of coolness.
Definitely. All right, be sure to go to exclaim.ca for all the details on those stories and more, and stay tuned. Stephen will join us again later in the program. Speaking of Sackville, this artist recently relocated there, and we're going to jump back into the charts at number 15. Here's John McKeel.
Love.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, and at number 14, all the way up from number 22 and into the program this week, that was Licky Lee from her new record, I Never Learned, a track called Just Like a Dream. And before that, John McKeel, sitting pretty at number 15, is his new self-titled EP, and you heard a track called Accolades. We're going to hear the final set of the first 10 coming up next at number 13. Down from number 6 is Cloud Nothings, Here and Nowhere Else, a track called Pattern Walks. After that, you're going to hear from Cousins. They debut a new record, The Halls of Wickwire, at number 12 this week, and a track called Alone. And closing out that set at number 11, up from number 17 is Tune Yards. Nicky Knack is their latest, and you're going to hear a track called Left Behind.
There's something wrong here, nothing. Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
Burning all the rubber in the fucking land of the free Nikki.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, and coming in at number 11 this week, up from number 17, that was Tune Yards with a track from their newest record, Nicky Knack, called Left Behind. Debuting at number 12 this week was Cousins. Their latest new album is called The Halls of Wickwire, and that was a track called Alone. And kicking off our final set of the first hour was Cloud Nothings at number 13, down from number 6. Their newest album is called Here and Nowhere Else, and that was a track called Pattern Walks. And believe it or not, we've just got through the first 10 of the top 20 albums charting across the nation this week from earshot-online.com. If you're just tuning into the program, that's what we do. Every week we bring you the top charting albums from across the nation, thanks to the charting capabilities of earshot-online.com and all the fine campus and community radio stations submitting their top 30 albums every week, usually about 30 plus stations submitting their charts to Earshot. We record and broadcast this program live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, and then we send out for syndication to more than 20 great campus and community radio stations across this fine country. You can then find the program for download on radioforall.net, or you can check us out on iTunes, and you can subscribe to it as a podcast. All right, keep it locked right here. Loads more coming your way in the next hour. We have your top 10, which includes a fine debut and lots of great new music. We have a brand new number one that we'll be bringing you, and we'll be returning with Stephen Karlick in this hour. He'll be telling us a bit more news from Exclaim, as well as his album and track picks of the week. And of course, we also have your lowdown letting you know about some of the albums debuting below the top 20 in the rest of the Earshot National Top 50 this week. Maybe give you some hints on what might be creeping its way up into the program over the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.